Been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Prairie Sheep, Prairie Sack, Black Flambeau, Vernon, hopping over there. Hey, smell that dairy here. Hey.
Welcome to a Lake Geneva edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 15th. Lake Geneva is a popular Wisconsin destination during the summer, but our guest says it also has a lot to offer all year long. And we will talk about what there is to do and see in Lake Geneva and welcome your questions and your recommendations. What are your favorite things to do in Lake Geneva? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Let me welcome our guest. Darren Schaefer is president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks very much for being with us. So tell us first about the early establishment of Lake Geneva. Who settled there?
Well, the beginnings of Lake Geneva go back sometime, but the earliest residents were the Potawatomi tribe, who migrated back in the 1600s from northern Wisconsin. And their best-known leader is a chief by the name of Bigfoot, and there's a number of tributes to him, including Bigfoot State Park, which is just on the south side of Lake Geneva.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's also known for being a place where a number of prominent Chicago families moved, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. There was, I think, a couple big things contributed to that. There is the Chicago and Northwestern Railroad opened a line from Chicago up to the village of Lake Geneva in 1871. That was in July. And, there's a response to a lot of interest from the Chicago area. And as people more and more people were discovering the lake, Geneva Lake. And then in that fall, that was the Great Chicago Fire. And that was in the fall of 1871. And a lot of the families that were displaced by the fire actually escaped from that area by getting on the train and coming up to Lake Geneva. And many of them stayed through the fall and winter and ended up telling people about their experience. And then more people over time built second homes or moved to Lake Geneva outright.
Well, I know that one of the things that I've done in Lake Geneva is taken a boat tour of the lake, and you can go by some of those mansions, and you can hear names like Wrigley and others as you take that boat tour.
Yeah, I think that if you've never been to Lake Geneva, that's one of the must do things. The Lake Geneva Cruise Line, which has their docks right in downtown Lake Geneva, offer a number of different types of trips, from just over an hour to a full lake tour of about 3 hours. And they have 11 different boats, and they do a great job. So you're on a beautiful, crystal clear lake, and you get to see these amazing mansions, landscape yards, and they do a wonderful job of bringing the history of the lake and these families and some of the well-known names from Chicago area and the states that still exist today.
Yeah, I did take a tour last summer and went to Black Point Estate. It's with the State Historical Society. Can you tell us about that?
Well, Black Point Estate is, like you said, part of the State Historical Society, and they have done a wonderful job of restoring and providing access to this historic home. And it's available for group tours, or the best way is you get there by boat. So you catch a boat out of downtown Lake Geneva, and they take you over to Black Point Estate, and you get to see this amazing summer home. And it's interesting. You see this beautiful mansion, and to know that they only used it during the summer, mm-hmm. and once the colder temperatures came, they just locked it up and left. I mean, they didn't heat it. So if it was 20 degrees below outside, it was 20 degrees below inside. and then they come back in the spring and open it back up.
Yeah, and they really, it almost looks like you do take a step back in time because, well, I'm sure it's updated to some extent, but it, I think it still looks a lot like inside anyway with the furnishings and such that it did back then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most of the wall coverings are original, and again, to think that it survives some of the harshest Wisconsin winters without heat is pretty amazing. So it's definitely, for anyone who enjoys history and architecture, they would love that, visiting Black Point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people know one thing about Lake Geneva because it has gotten some national attention. It's a real staple. It's the mail boat. It's the boat that actually delivers the mail to these estates on the lake. Talk about how that works.
Yeah, every summer there are mansions along the lake that get their mail by boat, and it's a unique situation that exists really only here in Lake Geneva, and so you can take that particular boat trip right along as they deliver mail around the lake, and they have the guides and staff that will jump off the boat, run to the mailbox, which sometimes is down the dock, and they have to run back because the boat never really stops. It just keeps moving. And so they have to jump off and jump back. And it's fun to watch and really a unique aspect of Geneva Lake.
And right now through Sunday, I see Lake Geneva is hosting a Venetian festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Venetian Festival has been a long-running event here in Lake Geneva. This is the 52nd annual Venetian Festival. It's held right downtown, and it's a big carnival type of atmosphere. And come this Sunday, it culminates with a big fireworks display Sunday night. There's a lighted boat parade on the lake, as well as a water ski show, but every night they have live music performing, and come out tonight. It starts at 5 o'clock, and then starting in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday, running till 11 o'clock.
We are talking about things to do and places to see in Lake Geneva and surrounding areas, for that matter. We are talking with Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we're welcoming your questions for him, and we're welcoming some of your favorite things to do in the Lake Geneva area. Have you visited any favorite sites or landmarks or attractions? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and every once in a while we zero in on a specific area of the state, and we find a guest who can tell us all about the fun things to do and places to go in that neck of the woods. We have been to the Northwoods. We've been to Bayfield. We've traveled along the Great River Road along the Mississippi. We've been to Green Bay. We've been to Wausau, Madison, Milwaukee, and today, tell Joy where to go in Lake Geneva. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter's, Abel's, Carter's, Newburgh, Carter's, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air. Hey.
This is a Lake Geneva edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's now 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August 15th. Have you ever been to the Lake Geneva area? What do you like to do there? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are getting some ideas about things to do in Lake Geneva, a little bit about Lake Geneva's history and culture as well from our guest, Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So, Darren, besides the Venetian Festival going on this weekend, what else is happening in Lake Geneva this month?
Well, next weekend is a popular event, kind of a, not quite an end of season, but Maxwell Street Days. And Maxwell Street Days has been a retail sale, probably one of the first retail sale concepts that was developed by Philip Maxwell. And he had stores in Chicago, and you know, the term, or the it was coined from him, and he ended up building a mansion here in Lake Geneva, and we honor him with Maxwell Street Days. So that's August 22nd through the 24th, so all the shops in downtown Lake Geneva do their sidewalk, big sidewalk sales.
Yeah, Madison picks up on that Maxwell Street Days, too,
sure.
and calls a weekend sale on State Street Maxwell Street Days. So he's quite well known for that retailing concept, I guess. And then tell us about Lake Lawn Resort Wine and Food Festival.
Yeah, the Lake Lawn Resort is on Delvin Lake, and it's a beautiful resort that's in the Lake Geneva area. And the wine festival is something that has been held in the area for a number of years, and Lake Lawn has become the new home for that event. So it's an opportunity to do wine and food pairings, and it's a real popular event that they're growing. Every year, and in addition to that, they do another big event that's going to be coming up next weekend called Shake the Lake. Well-known musical artist Jimmy Buffett will be playing at Alpine Valley, just outside of the Lake Geneva area.
Really?
And he's Troy, so he plays at Alpine Valley, and they kind of decided to build a weekend around that. So for 3 days, coming this next weekend, all of the bands that have opened for Jimmy Buffett, they've brought a bunch of them to come in and play for 3 straight days out at the Lake Lawn Resort. So if you're a Jimmy Buffett fan and you're coming for that concert, you can, you know, have an extended weekend of fun by taking in Shake the Lake at Lake Lawn Resort.
And that is next weekend.
That is next weekend. That's right.
All right. Well, you know, let's say we're going to do that. We want to shake the lake. But what else would we? What else is a must see or do in the Lake Geneva area if we come for Shake the Lake?
Well, you know, I'm actually new to my position. I started just after Thanksgiving, so I'm 7-8 months into my position, and so for me, a lot of things I get to experience them like a visitor would, and I have to say that one of my favorite things is the Geneva Lake Shore Path, which is a walking path that encircles the entire lake, and it is, when you go on a TripAdvisor, it is the number one rated attraction in Lake Geneva. You can do sections of it, you can walk around the entire lake if you'd like, and it's an opportunity to see that there's living history of the area up close and personal, because you're walking literally right through the backyards of these historic mansions, these multimillion-dollar estates, the beautiful landscaping, and it has been a protected right from the 1800s, and it's free. So, you know, put on your hiking shoes, and you can see and explore the lake by foot.
That's, you know, I've had a friend tell me about that, and you can, I mean, that thing goes for what, 8, 9 miles or more?
Well, yeah, the entire trip around the lake is 21 miles.
Oh my gosh.
So do it in one big stretch, you're looking at least a 10-hour commitment. we recommend maybe breaking it up into pieces. In fact, there's even a boat tour that you can do, where you can buy your ticket, walk from Lake Geneva over to Williams Bay, pick up a boat, and they'll bring you back. back my boat to Lake Geneva.
That must have been the section she was talking about. Was you have a boat to pick you up, so you didn't do the whole thing? Because I remember thinking, boy, that would be a commitment to do the do the entire thing. But it does something nice. So yeah, it doesn't really cost anything unless you tack the boat right onto it.
That's right. And mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of people that'll park a car someplace. And, then take another car to their starting point and do that. In upcoming fall color season, I think it's truly one of the best times to visit Lake Geneva is the fall, because the colors are simply stunning in and around the lake. And Lake Geneva area, Walworth County, has a lot of rolling hills, and it's just really fantastic colors. So being on the shore path or taking your motorcycle and driving through the countryside, you know, that's highly recommended activity.
All right. So we could come and catch some music at the Shake the Lake Festival. We could walk a section of the Lake Geneva shore path and look at some of the mansions. Maybe we'll take a boat ride, which will give us some more information about the estates along Geneva Lake. Is there any, again, for a visitor maybe that's just there for the weekend, another thing that we might want to do if we just had the weekend to spend in Lake Geneva?
Well, you know, if rest and relaxation is the goal, there's plenty of ways to do that. I think we're blessed to have a number of these really, historic grand resorts. In fact, Grand Geneva is probably one of our most well-known resorts, the former Playboy Club that has been beautifully restored, and just a gorgeous environment. It's kind of a place where you can go and there's 36 holes of golf, a fantastic spa, amazing restaurants on site, and we have several of those. There's the Abbey Resort and Spa in Fontana, which is right on the Geneva Lake. We talked about Lake Lawn Resort. There's Geneva Ridge. There's several properties right downtown Lake Geneva that put you right on the lake, right on the shore path, or right to being able to walk to downtown Lake Geneva with the stores and restaurants and nightlife. So, if you're looking to do that, there's beautiful places from the resorts of the Cove and Harbor Shores and Bella Vista and Downtown Mill to the bed and breakfast of the Baker House.
Now we're talking spas. That's that does sound good. Now, I mean, are all the places to stay in Lake Geneva these grand resorts?
Oh, no. We've got over 2,200 rooms. So there is 29 plus hotel motel properties to choose from. There are some national chains like Comfort Suites that you could stay at, and there's quite a few vacation rental opportunities. So if you're looking to do like a family reunion, you want to rent a house, you can do that. There's a number of condominiums and timeshares that exist in and around Geneva Lake. And then multiple bed and breakfast opportunities as well. So there's a number of price points as well as camping right at Bigfoot State Park.
Oh yeah, that's right. There's the state park there too. So I'm wondering, Darren, it's a very popular vacation destination, I know. Do most of your visitors come from the Chicago area or Illinois, or do you have a great deal of visitors from Wisconsin?
Well, we find visitors coming from all over the United States and internationally, but yeah, we have a predominance of visitors from the Chicago market. That it has been a tradition for years to have family vacations that come up into Lake Geneva. So I think, Joe, I think it's like hardwired genetically that you somehow must travel north. And so we see that Madison and Milwaukee are so close to Lake Geneva. Still, I think first mindset is, oh, we're going to go up north to some other fantastic locations around the state. So we know that we're competing with Hayward and Minocqua, Eagle River, Door County, Bayfield, and a number of other communities. And our suggestion is, hey, come in our fall and experience the beautiful fall colors right here in the southern part of the state at a time maybe when there's a little less competition for things to do.
Yeah, interesting. So we have just a minute before a news break. Those boat tours are happening during fall color season, too.
Yeah, absolutely. The boats actually run through into November, actually, and depending on the weather. you know, another popular activity that's really special during the fall, too, is zip lining. You know, when you look at the Department of Tourism's website, there's about four or five places in the state that offer zip lining, and we have one of the original and top zip lining companies here in Lake Geneva. We have two, Aerial Adventures and Canopy Tours, and they do a phenomenal job. So for folks looking for that kind of adventure activity, they've got two great options.
We are talking about the many fun things to do, places to go and see in Lake Geneva, and we're welcoming your questions and your recommendations. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
We are finding out what there is to see and do year-round in Lake Geneva on this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Waiting for your recommendations on things to do in the Lake Geneva area. Have you been there? What are some of your favorite things to do? A resort, a spa, a cruise, a restaurant, something else? A zip line maybe? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll get back to our discussion with Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Writer June Melby tells us everything that is wrong with Wisconsin so that you will stay away and leave it for us to enjoy.
The state of Wisconsin looks like a hand. Hold up your right palm, stick out your thumb, and lo, you have Door County. A thumb-shaped peninsula of tourism lapping into Lake Michigan, where summertime visitors can drive on crowded roads and buy cherry pies, cherry liqueurs, cherry-painted shot glasses, and stay at overpriced cherry-themed motels. At the top of your hand, between your extended fingers, in the northernmost part of the state, sprawl lakes and rivers and other water-soaked lands, generally too overrun with mosquitoes to be habitable except by extremists. I have heard that religious monks in Italy would slap leather whips across their backs until they bled, believing pure suffering could bring them closer to God. Or you could just spend some time in northern Wisconsin, say 5 to 7 minutes. The suffering is the same, the insects more skilled at drawing your blood. Across the center of the state and the palm of your hand are the fertile plains, fields of corn and alfalfa, glowing soybeans, and pastures of slow-moving cows. These are separated into farms by dots of broken-down silos, collapsing barns, and graying farmhouses. The winter is long and the climate absurd. No paint sticks to the sides of these buildings. As you drive up Highway 22, you can play the game Abandoned House, Not Abandoned House, looking for signs of human life between abundant fields of abundant grains. Also, abundant fields of geometrically correct trees. In Wisconsin, the trees grow in tidy columns. Red pine, red pine, red pine, row after row after row, like corn instead of trees. The forests here appeal mostly to people who like their wilderness organized, who admire the beauty of crossword puzzles. Along the roadside, like wildflowers, are the carcasses of freshly killed deer. They bloom red and white and brown all year long. I'm telling you this so that you will stay away. Don't go to Wisconsin. You might think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. There is a problem with Wisconsin. The lakes. They are a little too beautiful. The water a little too crystal clear. And if people find out, will they all come here? Will we have to, you know, share it with them? I like sharing. Generally speaking, I was raised Lutheran. I understand the Christian way. And besides, my parents had a tourism business, a hand-built miniature golf course in the backyard on the chain of lakes in Waupaca. If we didn't get visitors, we wouldn't get business. So clearly, I have mixed feelings about this. But nature requires a certain amount of tranquility. In Wisconsin, when you push off in the canoe, great blue herons take off into the sky. Turtles and minnows swim underneath you, and the reflection of the clouds and the blue sky above. When you look out across the surface, you can wonder if the lake is not a body of water at all, but perhaps a second sky that lies closer to the earth. It's just a... It's terrible. Have I mentioned the wood ticks? They will suck the blood right out of you. Don't go to Wisconsin. No.
June Melby is a teacher, performer, and author of My Family and Other Hazards. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. Wisconsin Life is a collaboration between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And this is the hour each week when we celebrate Wisconsin life and talk about special things to see and do in Wisconsin. And we talk about Wisconsin food and travel and recreation. And once in a while, we will zero in on a specific region of the state and find out about all the fun things to do in that region of the state. We have been all over Wisconsin. Now we are examining the Lake Geneva area and asking you to tell me where to go in Lake Geneva. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. It doesn't have to be just in Lake Geneva. It can be around the area as well, the Lake Geneva area. We are talking with Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And that was kind of cute. It was someone saying, stay away from Wisconsin. Darren, you don't want to tell anybody to stay away from Lake Geneva, though, do you?
No. We definitely like to share, although I think sometimes residents will have that viewpoint and try to keep things all to themselves. I think that people will find really a warm welcome in the Lake Geneva area. And,
yeah.
And like you said, it's, you know, the area is made up of a number of communities in and around the lake, Williams Bay, Fontana. There's the town of Geneva. There's the city of Delavan, town of Lyons, that all contribute to that overall experience that you get. And a really cool to describe it, there's a vibe that you experience when you come into Lake Geneva and you're around the lake, and it's just a very, you know, relaxing, it just puts you at ease and sets you up to have just a fun time.
Yeah, I have been to Lake Geneva a couple of times before, more than a couple of times, but I've only spent short periods of time. It'd be nice to spend a little more time there. It seems like there's almost a little bit of an old-fashioned vibe. Some of the restaurants seem like you're taking a step back in time. Am I accurate in that? You know, in terms of maybe looking like they're from the 1950s or something.
We have a real variety mm-hmm. of restaurants, and some of the restaurants have been around for generations of families, and we have some unique facilities like the Baker House, which definitely takes you back in time, and it's overlooks the lake in downtown Lake Geneva, and it's an inn that has a few rooms, and then just creates a unique experience. You come in and you can, they have a whole hat collection. They encourage you to put on a hat and get in character. They do formal English teas. They have inside and outside dining during the summer and fall months.
Fun. Right. And that's called the Baker's House?
The Baker's House.
Yeah. And I don't mean to say that they're all old-fashioned restaurants. I just remember some of like old-fashioned neon signs sort of on some of them. And also, though, some organic local food restaurants and very trendy restaurants, too. Let me take a caller who's been waiting, Mike in Colgate. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Joy. I just want to mention our trip to Lake Geneva included a trip over to the Williams Bay Observatory a while back with the family, and it's an interesting place. It's one of the bigger refractory telescopes, and a little history. I believe Albert Einstein spent some time there during his lifetime. So just a shout out for the Williams Bay Observatory.
Oh yeah, Mike. Thank you very much for bringing that up. It does have also some claim to fame with. It's a big telescope, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was either the first or the second biggest, largest refractory. All the telescopes today are reflectors, but this one is a refractory. And what makes it a little different, you have to sit at the end of the telescope, so the floor. So when you're looking out more on the horizon, the floor has to come up. Actually, this floor comes up to be able to view out the end of the telescope. So, and while they were making it, there was a terrible accident. The floor collapsed, and they tell you about the whole history there. It's kind of interesting, but it's rather large. When you get there, it's kind of amazing because it's rather large for telescopes. A lot of glass.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mike, for suggesting the Williams Bay Observatory. Darren, that's not too far away, is it?
No, like you said, to get from one community around the lake, it's all 10 to 15 minutes. And the Yerkes Observatory, it's a function of the University of Chicago and sits right on Geneva Lake. And like you said, the largest refractory telescope. And, it was on the bucket list for Albert Einstein. And they take great pride in, showing a picture of him there. And they continue to do a lot of scientific work in the field, and is still a very relevant facility. Part of the experience is the amazing architecture that went into the building of the facility, and some really unique and ornate details to the building, and kind of caricatures and animals and things that they built into the exterior.
Well, we will talk about some other things to do in the Lake Geneva area in just a moment. Since we're speaking of the sky now, we'll talk about some balloon or helicopter tours that you can take in the Lake Geneva area. I'm going to talk to Darren a little bit more about the zip lining adventure as well. And I want to know if you have a favorite thing to see or do in the Lake Geneva area. This is a Lake Geneva area edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy.
This is a Lake Geneva edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. You're tuned to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with a guest about all things Lake Geneva, where we should go for fun and food and relaxation in Lake Geneva or the surrounding area, and we're welcoming your recommendations. Maybe you've been there. What are some of your favorite things to do? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. So tell me how I can see Lake Geneva from the air, Darren.
Well, there's a couple options, one that is on the serene side is the Lake Geneva Balloon Company. So there's a hot air balloon company that'll take you out early morning or at at the end of the day with the best two times for hot air balloon rides. You can parasail. There are helicopter tours. So you have a few options if you'd like to get a bird's eye view of the area.
And you mentioned in our first half hour about the zip lining. That is something that's on my Telljoy Where to Go assignment list. Somebody had mentioned this to me during one of our previous programs. And I'd really love to do it, but I wasn't able to do it this summer. And you're saying that doing that in the fall is also a great opportunity because of the fall colors.
Yeah, it's a very different experience as the colors change. And I think I mentioned before, there's about five communities in Wisconsin where you can do that right now, and most of them are in the northern part of the state. So, very convenient, the Lake Geneva area. We have two, Aerial Adventures and Lake Geneva Canopy Tours. Both are open through the fall, and Lake Geneva Canopy Tours is actually open year-round. So, if you are one of those individuals that say, I've zip-lined in the middle of winter, you can do that at the Lake Geneva Canopy Tours.
Well, I'll keep that in mind if I miss it in the fall. Brittany in Wauwatosa also has something going on in the winter, I believe. Hi, Brittany.
Hi there. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What do you like to do in the Lake Geneva area?
During the winter, they have the ice sculpting competition during the Winterfest. And that's always fun, just to watch people make art out of the giant ice blocks. And then usually after that, we go right across the street and we go to a little restaurant called Egg Harbor Cafe. And if anybody's in the Milwaukee area and they know a Blues Egg, I like to compare that to Blues Egg.
It's called the Egg Harbor Cafe.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
It's a really great place for breakfast.
All right. Sounds good. And do you know when the ice carving or ice sculpting competition is?
Yeah, it's during the Winterfest, and I believe that is in late January, early February. So it has to be really cold out.
Yeah. And have you gone on a helicopter ride? I think my producer mentioned that.
I have not, but they do offer those there as well. I was listening, though. I'm interested in the hot air balloon ride also. I've never done that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be fun? So, Darren, what can you tell us about this Winterfest or other Winterfests?
Well, Brittany's right. It's a very cool event, being in winter, and centered on snow sculpting. So it is the 20th year that the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Competition is being held in Lake Geneva. And so we have top snow sculpting teams from around the United States come in and compete. We have 15 teams. And, these sculptures are 10 feet tall. And, we spend the beginning part of the week stomping these forms to create these snow blocks for them, and then they have 3 days to sculpt, and it culminates on Saturday with a judging. And so Saturday and Sunday we have thousands of people come into Lake Geneva to see the spectacular artwork in this rather unusual medium. And every year we're adding events in and around Winterfest. The Grand Geneva Resort do their winter carnival at their ski area called Mountaintop. There's a candlelit snowshoe hike at Bigfoot State Park. The Baker House opens up their ice bar, their outdoor ice bar. and then we have a week worth of activities after that. We have a bonfire on the beach there at Lake Geneva. The next weekend we have human dog sled races.
Wait a minute. Human dog sled races?
I didn't think that would slip through. Yeah, so last year, the first year, we did human dog sled races, brought that to Lake Geneva, and basically it's a team of five, and we have harnesses and a dog sled, and it's a straight track, and you race head-to-head to be top dog.
Sounds fun. It does. That's and do you know why Lake Geneva became the site of the National Snow Sculpting Competition?
Well, I think that the owner of the event just really likes Geneva, and then they take such good care of him when he and all the teams are here. It used to be in New York. The event company is based out of Milwaukee, and so I think that after it being in a couple different communities around the United States, they said, you know, we got a great place right here in Lake Geneva. And for us, it's a great way to remind people that Lake Geneva is open and a great destination for winter as well as summer.
Jim in Oregon is with us. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. I used to work at the hospital near Lake Geneva, and when I was on call and if I wasn't working, I'd have to come into Lake Geneva, you know, to go to the restaurants, et cetera. A couple of my favorite places, though, to go around was one of them was the Delaney Street Mercantile, which has a lot of really eclectic and interesting stuff in it. Okay, and I know that the owners, Bev and Jeff, go to a lot of different countries to find some of this stuff. And then right next door is the Bistro 220, which is a unique non-chain restaurant with a deck around the outside upstairs, you know, so in good weather, obviously, you'd be sitting out there. I have, like probably a lot of other people, have also stayed at the Geneva Inn. And I would always recommend to folks who are staying there trying to get a room that, of course, faces a lake, which is the best. And finally, there's also the things around Christmas there and that guy who plays Santa Claus every year and short guy, pudgy, what can you expect? but nonetheless, yeah, so it made some of my time when I wasn't working or I wasn't reading journals or something like that, I could go into Lake Geneva and meet a lot of the people and go into a lot of the shops and things like that in the restaurants and make my time away from home on call there a little bit easier. So
no, thank you for
$0.02.
Yeah, thank you for sharing those things. We didn't talk a lot about shopping and that sort of thing as well. Darren, anything further on that?
Yeah, and you know, Jim's absolutely right. Downtown Lake Geneva has a great shopping district, and he mentioned a couple stores, and you know, it's merchants that take a lot of pride in finding products that you can't find every day, and so it's a great place to window shop. There's a lot of, you know, boutique style specialty stores, and I think that it's you know, for a resort area, it's a really neat aspect of a visit to the community, because in addition to the retail stores, you can take a break and get anything from fudge and ice cream to a drink, or, you know, you mentioned Bistro 220, they do a tapas menu, and they serve great drinks, so he definitely mentioned a great place, and there are plenty others, so I think that's a really popular activity that people do when they come to Lake Geneva, spend a number of hours in downtown Lake Geneva, window shopping and grabbing a meal.
I can't believe it took us until the end of the show to mention fudge.
Oh, fudge. Okay.
No, it's okay. No, more information on your website, which we will put on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Thanks very much for being with us. Darren Schaefer, president of the Lake Geneva Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster and to Justin Williams for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.